Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which has the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. According to scripture, there is a power and an anointing to get wealth. Anyone who has wealth has some kind of force working in their life that is drawing the wealth to them. This Thursday, Bishop Dag will reveal secrets and keys that will help you tap into the supernatural and mysterious grace for receiving more and advancing financially. Learn how to acquire the power needed to get wealth and discover what causes the anointing for wealth to come upon you from today's encouraging word.
Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for your blessing. We ask you to guide us, lead us by your Holy Spirit into all truth in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Wow. Everybody's watching soccer tonight. All right, no problem. I want to share about the anointing for wealth. Amen. Number one, there is a power to get wealth. Amen. There is something like that. It is not an imagination. It's not somebody's idea. All right? There is something like an anointing that brings money. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. It says, "Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth." Amen. May you receive that anointing. May God answer your prayers. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So, I want you to believe God for that anointing. Amen. There is a supernatural power. Number two, there is a grace that brings sufficiency. I'm talking about spiritual things that bring money. Amen. Money. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, the Bible says, God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound toward every good work. Notice, God is able to make you have sufficiency. Amen. Now, in this scripture are two important keys. The first is that, just like the anointing for wealth in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, the Bible tells us that the anointing for wealth is for a reason. It's so that he may establish his covenant. In other words, whatever he has decided to do, he may accomplish it. That is, it's not just money for money. Money is nothing. Money doesn't make people happy. There are many things in the Bible. If you have a Thompson Chain Bible, you can go to the back and you will find, you look for the topic riches in your Thompson Chain Bible. All right? How many have a Thompson Chain Bible? Give me a wave if you have a Thompson Chain Bible. Look in your Thompson Chain. Look at the word wealth. Look at the word riches. You see a lot of scripture. They've written it out for you. How it vanishes, how it flies away, how it is fleeting. Fleeting riches. You can even look for the word fleeting riches. It's there. So money is not something that makes people happy. Money is not something that should be our vision. But money with a purpose. Okay? And that purpose, it says that he is the giving you power to get wealth, to establish his agreement. And he had no agreement except his agreement with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He made a covenant with them that I'm going to make you a great nation. That is why the prime minister of Israel can pick up a telephone and ring the president of America at 3 a.m. in the night and tell him, Mr. President, if you don't give us what we need, we are going to be wiped off the surface of the earth. And the president of America will send, he asked, what do you want? What do you need? And they gave him a shopping list. I need tanks. I need bombs. I need this. I need that. Overnight. The largest shipment of arms since the Second World War sent to Israel. That's how come they won the Six-Day War. And that's how come they won all these wars. Because they are powerful. You can't just wipe out Jews. You understand? That's why they are there. Because God is making my people a great nation. I promised Abraham. And he's doing it through money. So there is a power that can make people, and that is mysterious. Jews, you know, have often been told, I mean, you find everywhere, they are the richest community. Many years ago, when we went to start our church in the UK, I didn't know about that then. There was a part of London, that's where Jews live. Jews. You find Volvos. You find big houses. You find them with their hats and their beards. They live there. They got money. Go to the downtown, the downside, southern part. You have the black people with high rise, our brothers. High rise building with lifts where they urinate in the lift. And all kinds of things. All right? So Jews are very, very, very wealthy generally because God has given a power. I don't know how, you know. So if somebody ever tells you you are a Jew, you know, they are trying to tell you that you seem to not have an ability to get wealth. And on a couple of occasions when I've been negotiating on behalf of the ministry, I've been accused of being a Jew. Amen. Now, the second point about becoming the anointing for wealth is that God gives you grace to have enough sufficiency. Amen. Now, but it says for a reason, that you may abound to every good work. But unfortunately, when people become rich, they are deceived by the riches. So they do not abound towards every good work. They do not. They do not. My experience, I've been the pastor of this church since what year? 1988, 87, we started, 88. Let's take it from 1988. In my experience, how many years is that? 22 years. In my experience, and I can tell you my experience, that I have not found rich people, that's people who have money, to be big donators, if there's a word like that, or donors. But I prefer to use the word donators. I think you can understand that better. Donators. They donate. So they are donators. That's not my experience. Occasionally we've had some wealthy people give one or two offerings, but generally they don't give much. In fact, sometimes rich people are so clever that they give a picture that they are giving. But when you go into it and you do the calculation, you realize that they have not given more than the ordinary person who consistently says, I'll give you this small amount. When you add it all up, his apparent big show is equal to that poor man's gentle reminder. In fact, one of our churches, I don't want to mention the city, they don't have much business there, but it's our branch with the highest, regular tithers. They don't have any business, just government work. All the members just pay tithe regularly from their small income. I don't want to mention the town. But it's a town that likes teaching and these kind of things. Amen. Now, number three. There is a curse. There is a power to break a curse. Amen. Much poverty is attributed to curses. Amen. And so when the anointing of wealth comes upon you, it's sometimes a power to break a curse in your life. Amen. May every curse in your life be broken in Jesus' name. Hey! When you look at Africa, you just marvel. We sent a missionary to a certain country in Africa, and one of the church members got someone for the missionary to stay with till before he got his place. So when he arrived there, he sat down he was being hosted by this gentleman, and as he was staying in the house, he asked the gentleman whom he was staying with, what work do you do? And the man said, I'm a cocaine dealer. Not knowing that everybody is a cocaine dealer in that country, or most of the people. And you see a country without light, without water. There's no light, there's no water, no road. Nothing. The government, everybody. It's fantastic. And we are talking about the richest continent. If you look at a country like Congo was first, I shouldn't say discovered at first, but there was a man called Leopold, the king of Belgium. He, wanting to have power, sent people to discover or went to discover Congo and carve out Congo. And Kinshasa used to be called Leopoldville, after him, King Leopold. And he stole and took all the money of, they said he can probably best be compared to Hitler. He He cut off the hands of the people. When he fight with the people, they cut off their hands. And he raped the people, beat them, killed them, cut off their hands, took the money, the gold, the elephants, everything out of Congo. So Mobutu, one time he was being asked, he was being asked about that he has stolen the wealth of Congo. And he said, let's be serious. Let's be serious. He said, who has stolen the wealth of this country? Is it not you? Is it not you who have stolen the wealth? So King Leopold and his group raped the country and took away. And it was white people who campaigned to expose what they were doing. The Belgians, under the leadership of King Leopold. And they eventually got rid of him. Then we had Lumumba who came, and then Mobutu from 1965 to 1998. And he changed his name from Joseph Désiré Mobutu. He changed it to Mobutu Sese Seku Kuku Bendu Wazabanga, which means the one who goes from everlasting to everlasting. Sese Seku, conquering from one conquest to another. And he vanquished the whole of Congo. By the time he left, there was nothing. And from 1998 till now, they also have like something like a civil war. So you look at a country like Congo, which is one of the richest, even today, very, very, very rich. They have so much cobalt, money, gold, this, that, whatever. But it's like you look at the state of the country, either it's King Leopold. If it's not Leopold, it is Mobutu Sese Seku Kuku Bendu Wazabanga, who is going from everlasting to everlasting, but you can only reach 98. And then you have civil war with, people from Rwanda, Uganda. Everybody is fighting in the area, taking some section of the country and doing whatever they want to do. Fantastic. Now, you look at wealth. You get it. But it's like there is a curse. What else can explain a place that cannot bring out the curse? That cannot bring out the wealth of a place. Footballers, even footballers in Ghana. What is the future of a footballer when he's a Ghanaian? Adriani Stars, who won the league? Is it not Adriani Stars? Adriani Stars. They apparently have the best goalkeeper. But their goalkeeper is not featured. Only three local players are playing. What is the use of being in the league? So you see, they want to go abroad. You see a doctor. He doesn't want to work the same work that he does here. When he does it for a white man, he can become very rich. That's why everybody wants to go away. Everything is through corruption, kululu. Ghana is turning into Nigeria. I'm telling you. You watch and see. Ghana is turning into Nigeria. At first, people used to call Nigeria is corrupt. Nigeria this, Nigeria that. The same thing is happening to Ghana. Almost everybody is a... You see, when you have a bad leader... Everybody has to be a thief to survive. It's true. People have criticized Nigeria, but I have defended Nigerians many times. Many Nigerians don't know that. I said that if your leader is a thief, and the way it is, your options are very limited. You have to lie, you have to cheat, otherwise you will just die. You die of honesty. It is very, very sad. Nothing is as you see it. Football is not as you see it. Politics is not as you see it. Voting is not as you see it. There is nothing as you see it. That is what it is. There is nothing. So, that when I talk about the anointing for wealth, one of the main ways by which God can prosper somebody is to break the curse or any curse that may be in operation in your life. It's true. And may every curse in your life be broken in Jesus' name. Amen. You see, for years, I have advocated that our leaders, ministers of state, should be paid better. When I suggest it, they laugh at me. They laugh at me. If they were leaders, they would have recognized me. Because when you are something, you recognize somebody in the same category. If you are an entrepreneur, you recognize a fellow entrepreneur. If you are a millionaire or you are capable of building, you will recognize somebody who is also a millionaire and is capable of building. But because they are not. If you are a white man and you are passing by watcher, you will never know that there is a nice food there. Because it is not in your culture. You have no knowledge of it. Watcher is not a food that you are used to eating. And when you smell, but a Ghanaian who knows what is watcher in the area, because you know, you recognize it. Because it's something you know about. You know it. You recognize it. But when you don't know, you pass by. You don't know whether they are killing a goat or whether they are smoking weed. You don't even know. But you don't know that there is a food there. A very nice food. But because they are not leaders and builders, they don't recognize leaders and builders. If they would recognize their brothers. They say, oh, you are one of us. You are one of the leaders. I just came from Singapore. Just as I was leaving, I saw a book on Lee Kuan Yew, the one who built Singapore. The man who built Singapore. And I just, on just one glance, when I look, he said, when he was the prime minister, he said, our ministers should be paid like businessmen. Comparable to millionaire businessmen, they should all be paid like that, so that we will have the best kind of people to be ministers of the government. That's what he said. And so that they would be prepared to serve for a long time. But in Ghana, even they will deploy a law, all those who are feeling sleepy, I'll finish just now. Look. I mean, I want to even close. Yeah. It's not you that will make me close. I'm even closing just now. Listen, let me speak to prosperous people can recognize prosperity when it is being talked about. Those that are condemned to poverty, they will never recognize it. The man said, let the guys be paid like businessmen so that they will stay for a long time. If the government had people like somebody like Dr. Otabel, who can take his churches, like one church, and use the resources that are available to him and make a university comparable to Legon. Then can you imagine if such a person were to have the resources of Ashanti Goldfield income? the income from cocoa, the income from fishing harbor, what are our other income? Bauxite, timber, diamond. Well, supposing he were to have the income from, but he had the income from small, small boys and girls, church members, able to use it. But you see, because they are not leaders, they don't recognize such people. They rather persecute them. A mobile. When you are a leader, you smell one. If you are an apostle, you see another apostle. You know, because you are all an apostle, you don't know when an apostle, but you think that, somebody is, but you don't know what is an apostle. It's true. So, ladies and gentlemen, just like me, I don't know her, but I'm not a woman. So when somebody did that, you ask a woman, do you see that? They say, is it the one who did that? This or which one? Just the woman that passed by. I didn't look at the hair. Because I'm not one. So I don't recognize such things. But you see, I keep on saying, let us allow the people to be rich. Nobody is allowed to be rich in Ghana. If you like, be rich unless you are old and about to die. Don't be rich in Ghana. It is an unspoken law in Ghana. Do not be rich. Did you know that there is an unspoken law in Ghana? Do not be rich. If we get you, we will persecute you. If you like, be rich under another government. When we come, we will strip you of everything that you have so that you see that, yes. There is an unspoken law in Ghana. Do not be rich. Don't have anything unless it came from abroad. Maybe you were abroad for a long time and you came at the end, like Kwesindom. But for here, Ghana, unless you are Abedipele or one of these guys, do not be rich if you are a Ghanaian. You are warned. It is an unspoken law in Ghana. It's an unspoken rule. There is a rule in Ghana, do not be rich. Do not be rich. If you like be rich, you see. So these are curses. And they are curses of having bad leaders, poor leaders. Maybe good politicians, but bad leaders. The fact that you are a good politician does not mean that you can lead us. Even among the politicians, we have two types. We have those who can oppose, but they cannot lead. when they can fight something. But when they come, you see that they cannot do anything. Number four, there is faith. These are anointing to receive well. You can have faith to receive the blessing of Abraham. Amen. Now, number five, how many want the blessing of Abraham? Genesis 13 verse 1 says, and Abraham was very rich. May that anointing descend upon you in the name of Jesus. Hey, ask ye of the Lord. Now the next one is, there is a rain that can fall upon whatever you are doing. That will make you rich. Amen. There is a rain. Hallelujah. Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. Amen. And he will cause to come down for you the rain. Joel 2:23 and 24. The floors shall be full of wheat, and the fat shall overflow with wine and oil. Wow. May the rain of the Lord fall upon you, and may your floor be full of fat and wheat and wine and oil. Ah! In Jesus' name. May the blessings of the Jews be your portion. May God deliver you from the wicked ideas of proud men who do not fear God. May the Lord never answer their prayers. All those that seek your downfall, may God not answer the wicked devices of evil men. May the Lord overthrow them. May you pass by safely and be delivered. In Jesus' name. Amen. Number six, there is a power that can make you a witness to the whole world. It says, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Amen. Wow. How can you go to the uttermost parts of the earth? Power. Not only Holy Ghost power, but power to go. How do you get power for transportation? You need transportation if you are going to the ends of the earth. You think you can walk to the ends of the earth? You need a ship, you need a boat, you need a plane. There is a power that can take you to the ends of the earth. And there is a power that takes the gospel to the ends of the earth. May you be endued with that power. In the name of Jesus. Shabayabaya. Hey. May the Lord deliver you from the jaws of poverty. From the traps and the snares of the curse of poverty. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Number seven, there is a grace to give money. Wow. Therefore, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, chapter 8, verse 7. Therefore, as you are bound in everything, in faith, in utterance, in all diligence, in your love towards us, see that you abound in this grace. This grace, it's a grace. It's a grace. I said it's a grace. The grace of giving. It's a grace. Amen. I'm giving you spiritual direction to the anointing for wealth. And at the end of my message, I will give you two earthly keys to add to the 8 or 9 spiritual keys I'm giving to you. In the name of Jesus. Are you interested in those keys? Hallelujah. And then number 8. There is a super... Oh, may that grace to give descend upon you. Everybody who has been giving 1 CD, may you begin to give 2 CDs. All those who have been giving 5 CDs, may the Lord anoint you to give 10 CDs from today. Those who have been giving 20 CDs, may you rise into 50 CD levels. Those who have given 50 CDs, may you rise into 100 CD levels. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord establish you under the grace of giving. May you start giving and may you never stop giving. In Jesus' name. There is a grace to give. So when you are paying tithe, it's a grace. Anybody who doesn't give is under a curse. Now, when we check our record, only 1/4 of this church pays tithes. When we check our record, only 25%. Pay tithes according to our records. So you see, regular tithing according to what you have through the system with your number and your name, only 25% are doing it. You wonder why we are not, because the grace to start giving 10% has not yet come upon. The Bible says the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared. When the grace to give has not appeared to you, you will remain poor. One of the ways to be rich or to just change your dynamics altogether is to give. And the first thing to start giving is what you owe to God, which is your tithe. No matter how much you earn. Even as a student, I paid 10 years tithe as a student without working. Because every student eats. When you go to the university, you see how the toilets are smelling. People are going there all the time. They are getting food. They are eating keke, banku, whatever. They are not starving. If they were starving, the toilet should have been free of all work. But the toilets are overloaded. Because they have money to go and buy food. What do you mean by you say you cannot pay tithe because you are a student? You are joking. There's a World Cup in your eyes. I will call North Korea to come and play with you right now, you see. Today I was praying for North Korea to beat Brazil. And they peppered them nicely. Brazil couldn't understand what was happening to them. So, those of you who don't have grace to pay tithes, can you not explain your poverty with only that verse? There's no grace on your life. You can't explain your poverty with only that scripture. All these one curses, this we shall not even come to the curses, which are also there. And the grace to give, no grace. Mercy. And then, number 8. There is a supernatural addition of wealth. Matthew 6:33. All these things the Gentiles seek, but you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And these things which the Gentiles seek, clothing, food, stability, they shall be added. How will they be added when you are not seeking them? It's supernatural. I said, it's supernatural. God can bless you with things you are not seeking after. Amen. Now, these are powerful spiritual keys to the blessings of wealth. Amen. All right. Now, the next one, number 9. The anointing for wealth comes through the spirit of wisdom. Amen. Hallelujah. In Proverbs chapter 3 verse 16, speaking of wisdom, the Bible says, length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. Wisdom. It says in Proverbs 8 verse 17 and 18, it says, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, durable riches and righteousness. Amen. Wisdom brings riches. When Solomon prayed for wisdom, God answered him and said in 2 Chronicles chapter 1 verse 12, wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches, wealth, honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee, neither shall there any after thee have the like. Amen. Wisdom has been given. And wealth. Riches. I will give thee. There is money that comes from God. Amen. There's money that God gives. God gives people money. God can give people money. I'll give you wisdom. I will give you riches. Money. Look at it. Wisdom is granted unto, and I will give thee riches, such as none of the kings before thee, neither shall there be any after thee, have the like. God is the one who can make some. Bible says, promotion cometh not from the east or from the west, but it cometh from the Lord. Amen. Now, two natural keys that I want to share with you as we close. Because I can see that some of you want to go and watch hockey. Number one, I mean, you know all these things already, so I'm just sharing. But I want to share because they are powerful keys. Number one, association. Now, when I say, I want you to apply it to yourself in a practical way. What do I mean by association? Wealth, because it is also like the anointing which God gives. It's not given to everybody because it's a special thing. So, many of us do not have wealth given to us. But sometimes wealth is given to somebody near you or near enough. Now, by associating closely enough with that person, some of the wealth that is in relation to that person will come to you. Yeah. Somebody says, something on my ministry is coming on your ministry. Touch my stomach 3 times. Now, what you need to realize is that something on my ministry is coming on your ministry. Shabaya. Now, listen. Wealth is like anointing. Not everybody is given the money. It's true. Rivers of money flow around certain people who have been given money. Even being vaguely associated with them causes you to be rich. Vaguely and distantly associated with them causes you to be rich. It's true. It's a key. It's a key that, because of how it is, I cannot share more than the principle that I'm sharing with you. I can only share in private. I can give about 17 examples of how what I'm saying is true in my personal life. It's true. I mean, how many Archbishop Duncan Williams do we have? You can have so many. How many Benny Hinn's do we have? How many Bonkies? It's not something that is common, like God gives this to everybody. I mean, how many? It's a fact. So I'm just telling you something. It's one of the keys that people don't take for granted. I'm telling you, even being vaguely associated with somebody who is financially blessed has a way of affecting. It affects you in many ways. How you think will be affected. What is possible will change in your mind. What you think you can do will change. Your friends, how you behave will change. The people who will associate with you and accept your friendship will also change. You'll be accepted because of the association. I've been accepted in so many places because of association. I mean, I can give you one clear example. I mean, I don't know, but I've been invited to so many places. The people did. I've never been there before. One person I went to preach at, they said, I asked, how and why did you invite me? He said, I saw you on television standing with Yonggi Cho. And he invited me to a large church with 8,000 members that I saw, not chairs. I saw them. 8,000 members in Europe. Yeah. I've never seen him before. And I've never seen him again since then. Invited me only to preach on one day. And that's all I will tell you about that visit. But I tell you, it affects you. I don't recall if somebody was there, but I don't want to give that. So many, I can give example upon example, but I want you to know that not everybody has been given certain levels of wealth and blessing, but associating with them. So sometimes when you are not associated, you should determine. Sometimes the devil wants to break off your contact with certain people. It's true. It's true. The devil will come to you with a mind, an idea. This is a bad person. Before you realize, you don't like what you need. Amen. The second and the last principle or key secret is the principle of blind copying. Blind copying. You see, these are principles you wouldn't really want to accept, but I'm telling you, blind copying is one of the keys to the fastest recovery and the fastest advancement that anybody can make in his life is blind copying. When I say blind copying, I mean Blind copy, not just copying. Blindness in the copying. It's true. Because I can give you an example of Korea. Korea copying Japan. Copying. Go to Korea today and you go to another superpower. You will not easily see a Benz or a Toyota in that country. Never. Never. Why? They have every car in the form of a Benz, but it is their own car. It's the same form of a Benz, but it's their own car. Any car, anything, they have copied it. Even Singapore, I noticed that the man tried to make an opera theater similar to the one they have in Australia, the Sydney Opera House. He has something like that there. They wonder if it's the same. You see, like when I'm preaching now, 70% of what I want to say, I'm not saying. I can't say and I won't say. So that's why I preach, I stop. I'm looking at you and I'm thinking of what to say. And I can't say much of the things I want to say. So you cannot easily learn from what somebody says sometimes. But you have to learn from what the person does. Amen. Are you listening? Because there are a whole lot of things that you can't say. You just can't say them. So most of the things that people have made people successful, they can't say and they don't say. Sometimes somebody else says. Even you cannot even say you are successful in some way. Do you understand? Yeah. So blind copy. If in Ghana we would say we are going to blindly copy certain things that are done, that have been done, let's say, by Singapore, or that have been done by Korea, or that have been done by countries that were just like us. If we say we are going to blindly, that okay, ministers should be paid like businessmen. And certain other things, not just one thing, but several things, the whole country would change. But we wouldn't. The reason why people don't copy is pride. And pride comes before a fall. Or I should say, pride maintains the fall. When you're already down, it maintains the fall. Because if it comes before the fall and you are down, it maintains you at the falling position. Mercy. So brothers and sisters, these are powerful keys. What I have said, I tell you, it's so powerful. I don't even know. I'm bursting with things to say. And I'm zipping my mouth at each juncture. Just encouraging you to believe these principles that when God wants to bless you, He can. God is the one who gives money. Yeah. But you see, anybody who doesn't use his mind will be poor. If you don't use your mind, you'll be poor. That is why Africans are not the best at soccer. We are not the best. In fact, we are apparently the worst. Among the groups, we are the worst. It is recently that they gave us 4 or 5 places in the World Cup. Because it's like there's that. You know why? Do you know how soccer is played? Soccer is not played with skill, talent alone. There is a mind. I was watching Brazil play with North Korea. They played them for 45 minutes. Brazil couldn't understand how to play against the Koreans. Brazil, world champions. World champions. I watched. And Brazil's called them two, and Korea has called them one. Yeah. They finished, but they beat them, but they scored them, and they taught them that. And this North Korean, who have never been to any international match for 34 years. Yeah, this is the first time they are coming. I'm telling you. But because the mind is used, thinking is used, teamwork is used, planning, leadership must be allowed to lead, riches must be allowed to be earned. And in Africa or here, we will not allow a leader to be a leader. We will not allow a person to be a rich man. We will never accept to work as a team. We will not let somebody go forward and score so that we stay back and we all get the glory. We will not allow any Ghanaian player. Adrianistas, how much are they paid? Adrianistas, who won the league? They won the Ghana league. Adrianistas, they beat Ashanti Goldfields. They do not even get as much as $200 a month. Adrianistas, they don't get even $200 a month. But all the guys on the field are richer than doctors. That is abroad. They are richer than doctors, professors. Because a lot of people come to watch it as because so they have allowed them to be multi-million. When Michael Essien was signing, so how many million? And so how much percentage of the millions of dollars? You know how many millions he's collecting in his account? They will allow, even though you are a black man, or you have these millions. It's for you. Millions. But in Ghana, a Ghanaian, even President Kufa, who has been our president, they said they are giving him two houses. And you will see the crabs right up. Ah! Calm down. Oh, hey, Mama, it is very sad. Oh. No. You cannot have a car. Our president for 8 years, he brought us what? The road to Winneba, Cape Coast, Kasua Road, new cities, national health insurance, huh? Kufuor buses, Zoom Lion, and what again? School feeding, presidential palace, Ebri Road. Widam, a lot of things. Military headquarters, Hippic, in and out of Hippic. We found oil. Yeah. He's been a president, 70-year-old man. What? World Cup. What are you going to do to him? You shouldn't have this house and this house. Why? 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 Oh, why? Superfly. That is why, even though our players should have been the best and our team should have been there, because we probably have stronger players with harder bone densities. We should have been the best, but because small teamwork is finished. Leadership. Because a coach must be, it's not politicians who have to say, Adrianistas goalkeeper cannot go and be catch for us. Or any other player. Huh? You get it? Yeah. When I started the mission, people used to laugh, say, oh, your pastor, hey, is there money in it? What was I telling you? When I became a pastor, people were asking me, Your pastor, does he have power? We don't know that. Because I use my mind a little, I write books, it's like me, I don't have power. Keep watching. Look around in the system and see. Some of our branches are more than people's cathedrals. Yeah. You see them all over the place. You despise wisdom. It means you despise prosperity. You despise length of days. You despise riches. When you despise wisdom, you laugh at wisdom. Look at Koreans. What soccer can a Korean play? And today they are coming to play with Brazil. When we were playing with Brazil, it feel like they would have scored that 7-1. 7-0. Have you forgotten? That is why today when I was watching the Koreans, I was laughing. I said, give it to them. When they school said that 6 Koreans are there defending, none of their stars could play. Eesh! It wasn't easy for the Brazil. They didn't understand what happened. 45 minutes. Even the commentators were saying that, in fact, you don't know what is happening. It has never happened. Brazil has never played like this. They have not won a match. So, see, people have come with their mind that you are the best player in the world. So therefore, we are going to be 6. We are going to follow you. 6 of us will follow you. We are going to shepherd you to the. We are going to shepherd your close marking. If you apply small thinking to your business and your life, you see that you will prosper. Don't close down your mind though, because you are a spiritual person. You see, the fact that you are spiritual doesn't mean that you close your thinking will not be in operation again. You won't think again. Why? When you are going to cross the road, you say, oh Lord, speak for thy servant heareth. When, oh Lord, I hear thy voice, I shall take the first step. Is that what you do when you are going to cross a road? Don't you look to the left, look to the right, look to the left again, and you calculate the speed of this car coming and this car coming. Then you analyze and you say, Charlie, this is the best time for me to go. Do you close your eyes and say, Lord, whatever you want me to be, here I am, Lord. Take my moments and my days. And you take a step, an omnibus will knock you down just now, you see. Omnibus will flatten you. How come when it comes to business and life, your mind cannot grasp some of these principles? That many people are not giving money. Few people are giving. Be close somehow and be associated. Through the rivers that are flowing around, if it's anointing, if it's money, some will come to you, even if it is some drops. Oh, I've been enjoying drops for years. I've been enjoying drops for years. Drops for years. God showed me that principle, and he even told me, associate with this, associate with this. That's why I took a Lolo plane, and I went to Korea. I took a Lolo plane and I went to Tulsa, Oklahoma to associate with Papa Hagen. Yeah. I tell you, you'll be sitting there. There's a rich man in your office. You are criticizing him behind his back. You are a damn fool. Damn fool. Now, once I haven't mentioned your name, just be smiling and then be looking for it. Because I've not mentioned your name. So I don't want you to say that I've insulted you. Don't say that I've insulted you. Did I mention your name? Okay. You are criticizing rich people. Do you think you will ever be rich? You will never be rich. You have joined the Ghanaian law which says that no one shall be rich in Ghana. There is an unspoken law. It is enforced. No one should be rich in Ghana. If you are rich, you suffer, you see. It's true. It's true. One time I met a businessman. He said, you know, I can't buy. When I buy a certain car, I see people will be hustling me this and that. Oh, I said, I thought it was pastors. Businessman too. Oh. So, brothers and sisters, let your mind be reactivated. You say you won't read. You will read. Eating and going to toilet. Eating and going to toilet. These are the two things you've been doing. You spend so much money on your stomach and nothing on your brain. Do you think your brain will have any value? At the amount of money you invest on your stomach. Eating and going to toilet. Like 3 times a day you are going. It shows how much you are putting in your stomach. A man, you can go 3 times. Why? It shows how much you are putting in your stomach. But your brain, you won't spend any money on it. You will not buy books. You will not read books. Only food, eating, kenke, banku, taste, then to toilet. Because of you, the septic tank in your house is full. And the one in the office too is full. You come and see the office. Full up. They will not, you will spend. Do you think if you don't spend money, you spend money on your body, don't spend anything on the up there, the source of riches and wealth. Don't spend money on it. It's more like this. You will not spend. When I stand at a lunch book, you see people. That's why even discourage me from writing books. Most of my encouragement from writing books is not from Lighthouse. No. Lighthouse people don't encourage me to write books. Lighthouse people, you use my book for exams. But you don't know what is in it. Only because they say exams, you become a shepherd. And some of you, if you are a shepherd, then I'm an astronaut. If you are a shepherd, then I'm an astronaut. I'm going to the moon. I met when I went to Kenya, I met a man. He told me, I found your book, Mega Church. He said, only eternity will explain what you have been to me. He said, when he heard that I was, he had to come to see me. He started, he said, I read your book, Mega Church, and I did everything that was in it. When they say, pray about this, pray. When they say this, I did it. Because he doesn't know me, he's humble. Blind copying. He did it. He has 800 people sitting in, seated in the classroom. Even our pastor there does not have that. Yeah. 800 people sitting there. Everything said, beg. He said, you don't have an idea what you have been. Books. Far away people. Yeah, it's fantastic, isn't it? So, brothers, 2 keys I'm giving you. Blind copying and associating. Don't criticize rich people. Even rich bad people, you leave them. Almost all riches are from something bad. Almost all riches are from something bad, originally. Do you know that? Huh? All these banks and back, even Belgium, this blood. King Leopold, you didn't know? The wealth in Belgium and all the things they used to do. Bloodshed. Barclays banks and all these South African bloodshed and apartheid and what have you. They have used it to collect almost all the wealth. It has some origins in evil. I'm telling you. I'm not saying that it's a good thing, but I'm just telling you, you may not know. So, brothers and sisters, 2 keys. Association and what? You've forgotten already. Just now you have forgotten. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Let's go. The guy has forgotten already. There's a Korean World Cup in your eyes. Lift your hand and just thank the Lord for his great blessing tonight. Sandol perbelijos. Merembes marbelidobroste. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for your great blessing. We love you. We thank you. We give you glory. Father, thank you for your blessing tonight. Blessings of your holy word. In Jesus' name. Let's put your hand on your head. Father, we pray for the anointing that breaks the curse of poverty. Let it be released in the life of your children. Let the spirit of association be in the lives of your children. Let the spirit of copying, not in exams, Lord, but a good copying and learning humbly, let it be in us, that we may follow on to receive the blessing that you have desired for us. We give you thanks, Lord. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, you are here tonight, you don't know Jesus as your Savior. Maybe somebody invited you, but you want to say, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my life to God. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. Please pray with me. I want to know God. Help me. I want to be a born-again Christian today. I don't know who you are, but maybe you just walk in here. But tonight, you can come to the cross. Tonight, you can come to Jesus. Tonight, your life can be changed forever when you receive Jesus and your sins are washed away by the blood of Jesus. If you are here tonight, you want to say, Pastor, please help me. Pray with me. I want to know God. I want to come to the cross. I want to come to Jesus just as I am. If you are here like that, wherever you are standing, I want to pray with you specially right now. If you are here, you want me to pray with you, you want to give your life to God, lift up just your right hand. Stand there, but lift your hand up high. I want to pray with you. God bless you. Lift it up high. Your right hand, lift it up high. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Lift it up high. Thank you, Jesus, for your blessing of salvation tonight. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Lift it up high so I can see. God bless you. Now, if you have lifted your hand, I want you to come to me. Come from the back. Come from wherever you are standing. Come. Come all the way this way. I want to pray for you right here. Come. Come from wherever you are standing. God bless you, my dear. Stand right here. Bless you
and all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender.
Just close your eyes and pray. Everybody, close your eyes. Everybody, lift your hands. And those of you in front here, also lift your hand. Say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, tonight is my night. Please forgive me for all my sins. Today, I come to the cross of Jesus Christ. Oh God, please have mercy on me. Tonight, I receive Jesus as my Lord and my Savior and my Master. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, I thank you for dying on the cross for me. Tonight, I believe, and I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Master and my Savior. I thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. Now, Satan, listen carefully. From today, I will not follow you again. Satan, from today, I will not obey you again. I belong to Jesus Christ. And I will serve Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.